light. How many of us could live without light? For things grow in it. We are warmed by its heat from the intense light in a fire. We cook with it. We are attracted to it. We look for it. Think about walking into a dark room. What's the first thing we do? We look for the light switch. And for our spiritual life, don't we also need light? Of course we do. And who is our spiritual light? Jesus Christ, of course. And he tells us so in John 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He was telling us, and the Jews at the time, that he was the light that was prophesied about in today's first reading from Isaiah 60. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. Light is important to us and was also important to the Magi, for they looked to the heavens, to the heavenly lights. But who are these Magi, and why were they searching for a star? There is much legend and tradition surrounding these wise men, from the question of how many there actually were, to what were their names, and to their exact occupation. We really don't know what's exactly true, and the Bible doesn't give us a lot of help. It appears that they devoted themselves to the study of the stars, to the study of heavenly lights. Some sources call them astronomers. Some call them priests. Some call them kings, for they were men of means to be able to travel like they did. But to us, they were more than that. They can be considered to be the very first Gentiles to receive the call of salvation in Christ. Why might they be searching for a star, other than it was kind of their business? Why this particular star? Well, stars were often indicators of a birth of a king in ancient times. There's a prophecy spoken about from the prophet Balaam in Numbers 24, verses 17 through 19, that states, I see him, though not now. I observe him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a scepter shall rise from Israel, that will crush the brows of Moab and the skulls of the Sethites. Edom will be dispossessed, and no survivor is left in Seir. Israel will act boldly, and Jacob will rule his foes. In this prophecy is a star and a king, symbolized by the scepter, that will rise from Israel. In case you didn't recognize those nations, they were Israel's neighbors. So a king will be born out of Israel that will rule the nations. And that's why these stargazers were looking. That's what these stargazers were looking for. And that's why it was important to these men from the east. But what does this mean to us? Well, like us, the Magi have received a call to Christ. What else might we have in common with them? What might we learn from the story of the Magi? First, in the steps of the Magi's journey, in their search for the light, we can see our own search for light and truth. They looked for signs of God's presence, for signs of God's will. They looked attentively for spiritual lessons, and they remind us to be attentive, to look for God's will operating in our lives. We are often so busy in our normal lives that we don't even bother to look. We don't have to be super attentive, though, but we do have to be attentive. But look how God reached the Magi, these stargazers. St. John Chrysostom points out that God calls them by the means of the things they are most familiar with, and he shows them a large and extraordinary star so that they would be impressed with its star size and beauty. God called the wise men in the midst of their ordinary occupations, and he still calls people that way. Isn't it true, though, that in our lives, sometimes we need to have God make a really big impression on us? Second, when the Magi saw the bright light, the thing they had been searching for, they moved. They did not hesitate. Does that sound like us? Well, maybe, sometimes. Sometimes we feel that tug on our hearts and we follow. But speaking for myself, I sometimes need the pull that is equivalent to that bright star that the Magi saw. Think about for a minute how hard that journey was, what obstacles they were overcoming to move. In the ancient world, travel was very difficult, full of real danger and hardship, taking so much longer than it would today. Journeys of hundreds of miles could take days or months. They didn't just jump in a car or a plane. They took a difficult journey, just like our spiritual journey could be difficult. The point here is, when you see the sign, when you see the light you've been looking for, move. Third, when we're on a journey, when we seek the light, expect opposition. Expect the light to go out occasionally. In the case of the Magi, the star became hidden to them. That's why they sought the counsel of the Jews. Like them, we can expect a few twists and turns in our journey, but all we need to do is stay faithful. Fourth, when we arrive at Christ, the light of the world, we should give ourselves completely. Think about what the Magi gave to Christ. Gold, because he is king. Frankincense, because he is God. He is divine, and incense is used in the worship of God. Myrrh, because he has come to die, and myrrh is used to anoint the dead. All these things tell us who Christ is and what he will do. He will offer his great gift of self-sacrifice for our sakes. But the thing to note about these gifts, these fine gifts, is just that. They were the finest gifts the Magi had to offer. Gifts worthy of a king. If we think back to our own journey, isn't it true that when we're on fire for Christ, engulfed in his life, so to speak, isn't this what we do? Isn't giving God our all? Don't we open the coffers of our minds, our hearts, and our souls to him? Aren't we like the widow in Luke 24 who gave from her provision all she had to live on? But how are we giving now? Are you like me and the wealthy in this widow's story, giving from our surplus? Are we self-satisfied, complacent in our devotions, our prayer life, and other ways we give to Christ? Where is your treasure? What guides you? What fuels the light of your life? For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Pope Francis, in his homily on the Epiphany in 2014, offers these words on the Magi and their meaning to us. Following a light, they were searching for the light. These evocative words from a liturgical hymn for the Epiphany speak of the experience of the Magi. The star appearing in the sky kindled in their minds and in their hearts a light that moved them to seek the great light of Christ. The Magi followed faithfully that light which filled their hearts, and they encountered the Lord. I pray also that we follow the light in our hearts, however faint or bright it may be, that will lead us also to an encounter with the light of our world, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.